And so he says, I not only will I go before you, but all of these things. And I don't know what all of these things are, but all of these nations. And you know what? We ought to take a picture out of this book right now. We worried about war and nations coming against us. God says, I've already gone before you, and I will destroy the nations that come up against you. Even if the United States fails, our God has not failed us. He has been the same God that brought us through the slavery. He's been the same God that brought us through the civil rights movement. He'll be the same God today that he was yesterday, and we don't have to worry about a thing, because the word of God says, I will go before you, I will destroy the nations, and guess what? Not only will I destroy them, you will possess them. So stop telling people that you don't possess things. No, you possess a blessing that you can't even walk into, because God has been so good to each and every one of us. He's delivered us from ourselves, that even while we were yet sinners, Christ went ahead and died for us. So even in Christ's death, there's still a lesson to learn, because he has given us the power to possess eternal life. And that's what he was telling them. He says, now once you've done all of this, he says, Joshua's going to go over before you. And he says, and the Lord shall do unto them what he did to Sion and Og and the kings of the Amorites, and the land unto them who will be destroyed. And then he starts to get positive in verse 5. He says, and the Lord shall give them up before your face. I need to step right there, because there are some people in your life that might look like you, that might talk like you, that are not for you. And God is saying to you right now that I'm going to give them up, and they're not going to be able to hide. I'm going to do it right in front of you, so that you can see that it wasn't you that did it, but you can see that it was me that gave it to you. I need to tell somebody, when God turns disaster into destiny and deliverance, you ought to praise him and allow somebody to know that there's a testimony right there. You ought to stop keeping the blessing to yourself and stop telling everybody else, and just share with the world that my God is able to do anything but fail. When I thought that the world was against me, my God was for me. And if my God be for me, nobody can be against me. When the wicked, even my enemies, came upon me to eat of my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though a host shall encamp around me, and this will I be comforted. And then he says, what do we need to do? All we have to do is wait upon the Lord and be of good courage. I don't know about you, but I get excited about the fact that even though people that don't mean me any good, God can still use them for my good. I got to say that again. I don't understand it sometimes, young people, but even though people that don't mean me any good, God still has a way of using them for my good. And not only using them for my good, but using me to be a blessing to them. I don't know about you, but his ways are not my ways. There's no searching of his understanding. But I tell you this, I tried Jesus for myself a very long time ago, and he hasn't left me yet. I don't know about you, but I can get excited. Okay, we want to stop. Come on into the New Testament. There was a man named Jesus who where he went, he tried to help somebody. He went into his own, and the Bible says his own received him not, but as many as received him. We ought to get excited about that. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. I need to tell somebody that the Lord will fight for you when you can't fight for yourself, when you feel like you have nothing left to give. That's when God is at his best. When we give up on ourselves, that's when God kicks right in.